Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Over 100 years, Gillette has stood with men through early mornings, late evenings and everything in between. Gillette, the best a man can get.
And welcome back, Gary, with me in studio. I'm delighted to say we have Nigel Carlin, Connacht attack coach, on the line with us as well. How are you, Nigel?
Very good, Hugh, thanks.
Good to talk to you again. And congratulations on the new deal, first of all. I suppose the extension of your current contract, yourself and the rest of the team. You must be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, very happy. I mean, we were delighted to get the chance in the first place. And look, we're enjoying it. We're enjoying the way that we're playing. And it's really good to be contributing to that and to get a... to get another chance to, you know, to take it a little step further if we can.
I'm really enjoying watching you play. I think everybody who has seen Connacht this season is as well. I mean, I don't want to nail it down and ask you what specific thing, because there seems to be a lot of different factors at play here, but it must be great to be part of a side that plays such attractive rugby, of which you have a huge part to play in, and under a coach that also seems to have really embraced the Connacht way of playing.
Yeah, well, completely. And look, I think it just comes down to, if you're to nail it down to one, it's down to positivity. And I think the positive team certainly plays with their foot on the accelerator, and, you know, maybe a negative team with a foot on the brake. So our guys, you know, it's firmly on the accelerator. It's all, you know, it's all about momentum and tempo, and that's how we train. But I mean, it's certainly Andy has come in and he's facilitated guys taking a chance, expressing themselves. And I said, as coaches, you know, we're just happy to be able to facilitate that as well. It's a great place to coach. It's a nice place to play at the moment, and that positivity, it's actually relaying into some positive results as well.
Was that immediately obvious to you when you met Andy? I mean, did you just get that overwhelming sense of, okay, you know, positivity seems to be the main message here?
Absolutely. You know, and before he came over, we had a couple of conversations on the phone, and, you know, I said, look, he used to be a back himself, and
yeah.
I said, we need to have a conversation about what areas he wants to do and what areas he'd like me to do. And he said, actually, no, I've been watching. He said, I want you to do the whole lot. He said, I'm really happy the way it's going. And you know, from my point of view, I was going, okay, great, let's embrace this and see how we can mould it. But it's been very much part of the players. They've had a huge input into how we play. We asked them at the start of the year, you know, what did they think, you know, our attack should look like. So they've had huge input and you know, a huge amount of collaboration as a part of that. And it's, you know, as with that comes buy-in. It's theirs. They own it. They enjoy it. You know, they tweak it when we need to tweak it. And I said, it's working out okay so far anyway.
That's a massive show of confidence in you, though, as well, Nigel. You know.
Yeah, I think you got to. I think you look at I trust these players have been around in Connacht as well. There's, you know, most recently we're getting guys onto the national team at the moment. So
yeah,
sometimes you just got to sit back and hear what they have to say. They have very strong opinions, and they, you know, and they just want to be heard. But you get payback in terms of when they have that ownership of it, and that's a dream from a coach, is when the players are driving it. It's not, you know, we don't have to say a whole lot, even our reviews. The lads are all over themselves. They, you know, they can point out to each other where they could do better or where they've done well. And it's great to be able to facilitate that. Yeah, you got to step in once in a while. But as I said, it's very much player-driven. I know it might be cliche-ish, but it's actually, it's created a real positive environment. And as I said, positivity, it just, you know, that mindset, it changes how people actually feel about themselves and how they feel. It gives them energy, and energy allows them to perform. And I said, it's a very basic recipe, but you know, it's one that's standing us, you know, pretty good stead so far.
Murray Kinsella has done a piece up on the 42 website. I don't know if you read it, but it just basically trying to explain to casual rugby fans a lot of the reasons behind Connacht's success over the last few months. And he highlights the line out and the attack off the line out has been a key area where you've managed to capitalise upon. And 93% success rate in the Pro 14 puts you right up there as the best and line out in the league. And 51% of Connacht's 56 tries this season, he makes the point, have come from that line out platform. That was an area that you must have identified as attack coach of where you could do damage.
Well, firstly, I sent him a text then later on today when I saw the article. I just said he's exposed all of my secrets now. So
that's it, you're gone, you're finished.
I'll have to tap into something new now. But no, I mean, we haven't changed a whole lot. We've got basic models that we keep tweaking with, and, you know, we keep changing the point the point of attack on them. And I said, we rarely change every week. We have a, you know, a bank or a menu, which, you know, and we ask the lads again, which ones do you want to run this week? And they're very much involved in that. But I said, my role is, I said, it's in some cases, it's the fun part trying to come up with some of these plays. And, you know, you rely on some of the players as well for their input. But it wouldn't work unless, you know, Jimmy Duffy and the work that he does with the forwards can actually produce a line out that gives you a platform to attack off. And I said, similarly with Pete, you know, if he wasn't doing his job, like we'd be defending a hell of a lot more. So the work that he does means that he turns the ball over, which means we get more chance to attack, you know. So the three of us are very interdependent on each other. And I said, we definitely depend on each other for our own relative successes. Andy just pulls the whole thing together, you know, and creates that culture. Unfortunately, he has the unenviable job then of having to speak to the players or who's selected and who's not selected then on a Tuesday, which, you know, he wouldn't envy. So
you must be delighted for Jack Carty getting called up to the Ireland squad, and obviously the try that he scored at the weekend as well in Bordeaux. What a win that was, by the way. I mean, people might, you know, Bordeaux Blegg, it mightn't be the European powerhouses of other names in the Champions Cup, but that is not an easy place to go and win.
No, I'm looking at their most recent wins over there against Toulon and Racing, you know, and they were pretty comprehensive. So, but we went over full of confidence, having beaten Sale the previous week. And, you know, it's been a pretty good block for us overall. I mean, and, you know, the nine games we've played, we've won seven so far. So, you know, there's bound to be a feeling of confidence in the group. So no matter who we play, we feel that if we could stick to the systems that we have in place, we can, you know, we can produce a performance that can win. But it's very pleasing, and very pleasing for, you know, the likes of Jack and Caelan Blade getting his first call up to the national side. And, you know, I know very often selection is circumstantial, but, you know, we believe in some of the players we have. And, you know, I think Caelan particularly is one of a very underrated player. Jack is a player at the moment who's, you know, bursting with confidence. And I said the try he got at the weekend, some people would have said it was, you know, it was a bit risky, but Jack knew exactly what he was doing. And, you know, and I said even the pace he showed, you know, when he eventually held on to the ball to get in under the sticks, you know, it was remarkable. But he's in a good space, and I said he deserves to be where he is. It was probably a brave call from Joe Smith to make it. But, you know, we believe in Jack. He's been really good for us. Really, really good for us. Not only this year, over the last number of years, but I said this year is just what his confidence has come to the fore.
He seems like he's playing with a truckload of confidence. What's he like off the pitch? I mean,
he's a gentleman. Like, I mean, all the kids that have come to the games, he knows all their names.
Really?
You know, he's bringing young guys into the dressing room. It's this guy's birthday. He's an absolute gentleman. I said it. You know, with his mom and dad, Ted and Susan, said that, you know, obviously the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. He's a true gentleman, and I said he deserves everything he gets.
Okay, well, look, I mean, you've got Sale coming up, by the way, once again. After Murray's expose and the fact that you played them all already twice, you're going to have to do a complete root and branch reform on the attack, Nigel.
Well, we were doing a scout on Sale actually last time, so they actually ran one of our plays against Saracens when they beat Saracens a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, coaching is very much, we're all magpies, we all borrow little ideas from each other, and, you know, it's just the bragging rights of when one of them, when you can pull one of them out of the bag, you know, on any given day, it works a treat.
Okay, well, look, you've been brilliant with your time. Best of luck for the rest of the season, and it's great news about the contracts for you and the whole coaching team, as I said, and continued success. Thanks, Nigel, appreciate it.
Great, thanks.
Cheers, thanks a lot. Nigel Carlin, Connacht attack coach, and what a season they're having. It's brilliant.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Over 100 years, Gillette has stood with men through early mornings, late evenings, and everything in between. Gillette, the best a man can get.